Well, thank you very much for taking your time to attend this presentation session to release our financial results. And at the same time, I would like to express our great thanks to all of you for your great support. And taking this opportunity, I would like to express our heartfelt gratitude to all of you. Now, without further ado, using this as slide materials, I would like to start my presentation. First, this is something I have to remind you. In the first quarter of the FY 2012, we started to adopt IFRS in reporting our financial results. So the comparison is important for convenience. We would like to we created the IFRS-based report. But for the fiscal year ending March 2012, we followed the J-GAAP. So the first slide, as you see here, looks like this, showing the comparison FY 2011, FY 2012. Comparison is made. And also, we are giving comparison between the first and the second half, FY 2012, by segment. Results is strictly based on IFRS in order to enable the apple-to-apple comparison. Now, the sales was minus 13.5%, so 153.476 billion, and operating profit, 16.577 billion, down 5.4%, and profit before tax, down 8.99%, and the profit for the period, up 152.1%, and profit attributable to owners of the company, 3.202 billion, up 955.9%. As explained earlier, the former SBI Veritrans, as part of an organizational restructuring, was sold for 10.2 billion yen. Another company, VSN, which was consolidated upon the adoption of IFRS, was also sold for 5.8 billion yen. So these were the two factors, special factors, included in the fiscal 2011. So almost 16 billion yen impact was given because of the reorganization. Without such reorganization, we could have enjoyed a major improvement of both revenues and income. And the IFRS-based, segment-based operating revenues, comparison between the first and the second half is shown. In financial service business, 23.9% increase, 62.713 billion yen. Asset management business recorded 35.7% increase at 18.537 billion yen. Biotechnology-related business down 6.2% at 470 million yen. Others, mainly real estate, 5.05 billion yen, up 20.5% compared with the previous half. Now, the profit before income tax expense, financial service business, the major increase of 283.2% increase at 14.863 billion yen. Asset management business, plus 938.8%, 4.971 billion yen. Bio-related business, 2.74 billion yen negative. Others, 1.013 billion yen, recording 56.7% increase. And both revenues and profit, if you compare the first and second half, the second half made a major improvement. Now, the balance sheet, major differences is shown here. Our gross asset, 24.944 trillion yen. So now we enter the 2 trillion yen mark. So this is the increase of 8.388 trillion yen. Breakdown is shown here. We bought the Hyundai Swiss Savings Bank in Korea. It was consolidated. As a result, 4.497 trillion yen increase was recorded regarding the asset and securities-related asset. Because of the sharp recovery of the market and the SBI Securities clients' businesses increased substantially, increasing the asset such as deposit. So the impact was positive 4.434 trillion yen. So the security-related asset reached 14.336 trillion yen. These are the major factors. Others is not so impactful. If we consider the substantive number reflecting asset and liability specific to securities company, ownership ratio of holder of parent company jumped from 12.2% to 22.9%. Because of the nature of securities companies, we have to incorporate in various ways the customer's accounts. As a result, the balance sheet could change. Now, the cash flow, similarly, was exposed to major changes. The net cash from operating activities are minus 36.84 billion yen. But in substance, SBI Securities' own fund was used to inflate loans on credit margin trading. So because of these reasons, net increase or decrease in asset and liability, particularly to securities company, this was reported as a 72.3 billion yen negative. Because of the very brisk environment, on top of that, because of that, loans on margin transactions inflated. So that was the cause of this negative number. As a result, operating cash flow resulted in the negative number. But without such impact, in fact, we could have recorded 3.53 billion yen plus cash flow. And then I would like to first touch upon the financial service businesses. SBI Securities, based on the J-GAAP report, is made. Operating revenues increased. Operating profit was 11.478 billion yen, increase of 52.4%, and operating profit 11.512 billion yen, up 54.2%, and net income 6.733 billion yen, recording 19.3% increase. So this fiscal year, FY 2012, 4.9 billion yen as special income was recorded in the previous year, rather. And for this fiscal year, according to the existing rule, a very bullish market, the gains on sales of investment securities increased as a result. In accordance with the rule, as I said, 520 million yen was added to the financial instrument transaction liability reserves. That indicated a decrease in extraordinary income, so reporting 6.733 billion yen. Without that, we could have reported 7.253 billion yen. Comparing the third and fourth quarter, January-March, showed a remarkable growth. The revenues increase of 15.2% quarter-on-quarter basis, operating profit 154.9% increase, ordinary income 141.9% increase, and earnings before tax 99.8% increase. So January-March period showed indeed a spectacular growth. And the second largest compared with the 6.5 billion yen in the second quarter of FY 2007. So this 10.5 billion level is something we would like to target at. And in April, we had a very good record. And this is the stock brokerage training value. This is we saw the growth of 2.5 times in the fourth quarter. Financial revenues grew also by 26.1%, and change in outstanding credit balance also reported increase of 60.1%. And the investment trust commissions, a 17.5% increase, and FX trade-related revenues recorded 1.169 billion yen, and more than 30% increase. So January-March was a very good period. Now, the IPO underwriting number. In this fiscal year just ended, we underwrote 42 companies, and of those, five companies, we served as the lead manager. So the IPO involvement, in terms of percentage, 77.8%, there were 54 companies involved, and we were engaged in 42 cases. So in terms of underwriting share, we were by far the number one. Now, the performance comparison of major online securities companies. Monex, we heard, made a report based on IFRS, but because of some reasons, Jay also reported the J-GAAP-based report, so we used that. And again, by far, we have recorded very astonishing operating revenues and ordinary income. And at the lowest commission, lowest level among the major online securities companies, 3.3, and Matsui 10.2. They say that they are lowering the basis, but still, even at the 10.2, they are attracting some customers, so I think they are still very good competition. So we are the number one in terms of the number of accounts in the industry and in terms of the brokerage values. Now, the individual brokerage trading value until April for all three stock markets, including that of SBI Securities, if you can look at the past, April 2013, SBI Securities trading brokerage trading value was 14,034.8 billion. That was a record number. So the best, there is still a gap to the top number by 1.7 trillion. So we recorded this number of 14,034.8 billion as at April. March 2006 recorded in all profit entries the highest numbers. In comparison to that, March 13 reported net operating revenues were, well, the highest number was 51.34 billion, but this time the number was 40.37 billion. So, but the annual brokerage value was 77,655.8 billion versus that 50,53 billion. So it was about 30% lower. The revenues from non-brokerage commissions increased 60% over the best time. So in various ways, when we were very much down, we tried to diversify the revenue sources, for example, the Forex and the investment trust fees, which grew 9.6 times, and bonds, about 55% in terms of change, 50% increase. So we created all these mechanisms. So such results are shown here. If we could have grown the brokerage value, what happens? FY 2012, as at the end of April, operating revenues was 6.5 billion yen. So compared with these numbers, operating revenues made a good result. Operating income, 3.0 billion yen. Was earned by the SBI Securities. 2005, December, 3.7 billion. That was a record high number. Let's say, suppose we have about 3 billion yen on average. If it is multiplied by 12 months, then we can reach this 36 billion yen. This is by far the best number. Now, Japan Next is doing very well. And since the easing of the regulation of TBO, they increased their revenues and exceeded 2 trillion yen in April 2003, monthly trading value recording historical highs. SBI Japan Next and Chinex, number of securities affiliated Chinex, there is, you see the large gap here. So we are by far the number one. So reflecting such a trading value, our trading revenues also, well, first quarter, 3 million, 12 million, and 56 million, And then in the 1 month of April, 92 million. So the earning capacity has enhanced substantially. So we are considering a public offering or a partial sale of shares to a strategic partner. We have many, many inquiries, so we are contemplating these measures. And originally, we did not think that we would stay with this business forever. So as SBI Japan Next, in growing this business, if we receive an appropriate level of consideration, we would be satisfied. So whether we will go for IPO or maybe we decide to exit, that is a future decision. In FY 2012, SMBC Nikko and Mitsubishi UFJ Morgan Stanley and Tachibana Securities, these four companies you see here, have joined this train, Japan Next. And going forward, two foreign companies, I can't give you the names, and a few Japanese companies are expected to participate. Liquidity market, Forex, especially in starting January 2012, owing to the tax reform relevant to OTC FX, that means the unification of from January 2012, the tax system for the OTC FX and exchange FX were unified, thereby eliminating the advantage of exchange FX. CLIX 365, 23 participants. SBI liquidity market, OTC market participants, SBI securities, Sumishin SBI Net Bank, SBI FX Trade. These three are the participants. But we have eight times larger trading volume compared with the CLIC 365 with 23 participants. And the total of the three companies, SBI LM, is ranked number three in Japan. Before we reach that level, the overseas agent bought by Yahoo was number one, but now we are number one. This advancement was thanks to SBI FX Trade, because SBI Securities offered FX trading to the holders of their accounts, and the same applied to SBI Sumishin Net Bank. That was the situation. But even without accounts at those institutions, SBI FX Trade offered transaction services. In terms of age, they attracted many younger clients. So as a result, transaction, because of these variety of attributes, changed, and this boosted increase. And this successfully acquired the existing clients of the CLIC 365 in the industry among the 50 companies, OTC 50 companies. In September, we are number 19, and then we steadily went up and reaching number 5 in March. So by the end of this year, hopefully, we would like to be number 1. And we are indeed, the environment is quite favorable for us. Number 1 and number 2, these companies are offering binary option. But soon it is quite likely that they will be subject to regulation. We, so far, because of very highly speculative nature, we refrained from offering such service. That was our policy. But going forward, industry is trying to introduce new rules, new regulations, self-restraints. So that is under contemplation. So if and when the new rules are in place, we may reconsider our stance. Another regulation relates to the slippage. This is the very controversial issue in the United States, in Japan too. In January of this year, FSA asked the industry Financial Futures Association to think about the introduction of the self-restraints. And as a result, it is quite likely that such rules will be in place, including the penalty. SBI FX Trade executes transactions at the best rate when investors' orders reach the server. But there is a time lag between the electronically placed order and the actual execution. Some traders manipulate the trading time and cause a delay of execution in order to ensure their gains. So this is a very problematic situation, but it will be soon corrected. So by the end of this year, we would like to become the number one FX traders. Now the banks, SBI Sumishin Net Bank. Regarding the banks, again, a very smooth growth. The deposit exceeded 2.8 trillion for the first time as pure internet bank. And as at the end of April, 2.8658 trillion yen. We shall be soon hitting the 3 trillion yen mark. And deposits of 6 online banks. As at the end of March, the Sony, Japanet, they haven't released the numbers yet, but as at the end, as you see, our number is 2.691 trillion yen. Daiwa Next, 2.2107 trillion yen, so, and Rakuten, and 836.2 billion yen, and so forth. So 2 trillion, 2.8 trillion yen, this brings us to 37th ranking among all the regional banks and the new entrants, starting with the number one Bank of Yokohama and Chiba Bank. They are very traditional, prestigious banks, and we are catching up. We are trying to catch up with these prestigious banks, increasing the deposit amount very quickly. And the major reason behind the synergy with the SBI Securities, especially as starting with the at end of 2011, the number of opening of the accounts at both institutions is increasing, pushing up the value of hybrid deposits. About 35% of new accounts at SBI Securities are applies for an account opening at SBI Sumishin Net Bank. And affected by the recovery of the stock market, the outstanding deposit balance per account has also grown. So major growth of 149.1 billion yen in 1 month. So that we have to focus on the variety of the investment in order to avoid the long and short-term mismatch involving a housing loan. We took some measures. In addition to conventional housing loans via cooperating real estate companies, we started banking agency business for Sumitomo Mitsui Trust Bank from January 11, 2012. As a result, we borrowed their capacity and we referred as many customers as possible, reaching the contract closure. In that way, we collected a large amount of fees. And we were able to eliminate the long and short-term mismatch. As at April 24th, we reached 1.4 trillion yen. This is a cumulative total of housing loans executed.
Personal loans? We are applying the industry-leading low rate of 3.5%, reaching 49.4 billion in March 2013, and auto loan likewise. We started from Gulliver and purchased that business and made it a SBI credit to support our banking business. And we grew this business. And this has now become a major pillar of the Sumishin Net Bank business. It is growing. And we want to grow the SBI credits business to beyond auto loans. And we felt that it would make a better sense if we transfer this business to Marubeni Corporation's subsidiary and have that grow this business. And we will continue to loan money. And that's the form of business that we decided to pursue and absorb an increase in deposit. So we sold our entire shareholding in SBI Credit to an investment fund operated by a Marubeni Corporation subsidiary. As for the ordinary income of SBI Sumishin Net Bank, this will be announced on May 15th, so I can't give you the figure, but I can tell you that it is growing very steadily. Announcement will be made on May 15th. Now, Daiwa Next, $5 billion. And those on the top are only showing results until the third quarter. Fourth quarter results are not yet announced. So Daiwa Next is the only one that has made the full year announcement. And they compare to us up to the third quarter. We believe that we'll be exceeding Daiwa Next on a full year basis. And Sony Bank is not our competition anymore. Japan Net, again, not a problem. But you can see that the date of operation started was October 2000, Rakuten and Sony Bank in 2001, whereas we started our operation in September 2007. So you can see that we have actually caught up and taken over in a very short period of time. So we were a latecomer, and yet we have always been able to exceed and become a leader. SBI Insurance, growing very steadily. As of the end of March, the number of auto insurance contracts on written basis increased to 540,000, 89% growth between March 2009 and March 2013. And on a insurance premium income basis, as you can see, we grew by 37.3% year-on-year. And on a compound annual growth rate basis, 94.2%. You can see that this is a very steadily growing business. Many of the major non-direct insurance companies say that auto insurance is not a money-making business anymore. And that is the reason why they are saying that they're going to increase the premium by 20%. But for us, this is a growth area. SBI Insurance started the operation in January 2008. August was when we started the business. And by March of 2011, we became number six in Japan. And during the nine-month period of fiscal 2012, we became number five. Most probably, we have overtaken Zurich Insurance, or at least we are getting very close to Zurich Insurance, and it's just a matter of time when we will go beyond Zurich Insurance and Mitsui Direct. So we will continue to concentrate our efforts in SBI Insurance. And the issue is the measures to increase profitability. As phase one, we terminated the reinsurance agreement as of the end of March 2011 with Aioi Nissei, or Aioi Insurance. Currently, Aioi Nissei Dowa Insurance, and we have transferred this into the fixed expenses so as to increase our profitability. And in phase two, we try to reduce business expenses and improve loss ratio. As a result, our combined ratio improved significantly. Combined ratio is the combination of operating expenses ratio and net loss ratio. You can see that the figure back in fiscal 2010 was 175.9%. And in fiscal 2012, we were able to improve to 103.1%. But we still had 0.75 billion yen to be paid to Aioi Insurance as a settlement money. But we needed to go below 100% to become profitable. But of course, there is the policy reserve issue. But for all practical purposes, we are already below 100%. And in terms of net loss, minus 1.2 billion, in third quarter, improvement over minus 2.2 billion in the second quarter, in the fourth quarter, minus 0.7 billion. And we are very close to profitability. SBI Money Plaza, which was launched on June 15th of last year, this is again increasing its business very steadily. As for earnings, the cumulative loss up to the second quarter was eliminated, and the full year operating income was 36 million yen and achieved the objective of full year operating profitability. We are targeting operating income of at least 500 million for the first quarter of this fiscal year. SBI Money Plaza achieved the objective of full year operating profitability by franchising and by expanding the network, have the expenses to be paid by franchisees. And franchisers are to provide the know-how, just like the 7-Eleven franchise system, including the direct operating outlets. We have 343 Money Plaza shops. We have ORIX Insurance Clinic and Mitsubashi Insurance shops as an alliance. Altogether, we have 622 shops. We are an overwhelming number one. And gradually, Mitsubashi Insurance Farm have already changed their business boards to SBI Money Plaza, would provide the securities and other products as well. Initially, we said that we are going to be the largest distributor of financial products, and I advocated this idea of SBI Money Plaza network, and this is being embodied. Now, the asset management business. Market situation was favorable, and we saw the increase in the corporate values of some of the promising investee companies. And the listed companies, the listed companies enjoyed large profit. While there was a significant devaluation of portion of the private market securities, especially in Korea, I will elaborate on this later. Without which, the profit before income tax expense would have been much larger. First half, second half comparison, the second half is better, which has always been the case. And when we look at the Nikkei average, when we compare as of the end of September and end of March, we saw a decline at the end of September. This was the same for Shanghai as well. And the exchange against the yen, during the first half, the yen appreciation was taking place, and now it is in the yen depreciation phase. IPOs and mergers and acquisition deals also improved steadily. 12 deals in fiscal 2012 full year. We're not pursuing number. We want to grow the business. So in terms of the number of deals, you may find that the number is small, but that's the reason. Biotechnology-related business. SBI Biotech. We have shares of 71.6%, and we are planning to go public in 2014. The lead manager is Mizuho Securities. In December of last year, Quark in U.S. was acquired, and Quark Pharmaceuticals is now a wholly owned subsidiary. They are drugs that are in phase one or phase two, and there are some that are not on this list that are in the pipeline, and they are some of the autoimmune diseases and other drugs that are in the pipeline, which are very promising, especially in Pfizer. Phase 2B clinical trial is underway for a drug for diabetic macular edema and age-related macular degeneration. 67.2 billion milestone agreement is signed. And when phase 2B is successfully completed, this will mean a lot of profit. And we have already received $28.35 million. And together with Novartis Pharmaceutical Corporation, we have the milestone agreement of $670 million. We have not yet received any yet, but we'll plan to shortly receive a part of the fee. And when they are received on a full year's basis, it was negative, but for this fiscal year, with these fees being received, maybe we will break even. And within 2013, we are scheduling IPO of Acucela in U.S. We are the second largest shareholder. We have 16.9%. The IPO target is within 2013. Lead manager is Mitsubishi UFJ Morgan Stanley Securities. Most promising, which is attracting globally, is ACU-4429 for dry advanced macular degeneration, which is in the phase 2B and 3 clinical trial. We have received permission to combine phase 2B and 3. They are 30 million patients in U.S. alone. There are no drugs today, but if this proves to be effective, these 30 million people will be spared of losing their sight. So this is very promising. And Otsuka Pharmaceutical is the third largest shareholder in this company. The first drug for SBI Pharmaceuticals is Alagglio, which is the early administered diagnostic agent for malignant glaucoma or glioma, Japan's first orally administered fluorescent diagnostic agent for use in the surgical resection of brain tumors. And when administered, this will go through the cranial bone. And effective agent protoprofilin, an active substance obtained from 5-ALA, accumulates in brain tumors. And when eliminated with a special light, the affected area would illuminate in red. Oftentimes, not all tumors are resected, resulting in relapses. It is expected that with the use of this diagnostic agent, they can prevent the relapse, which has been very high conventionally. We succeeded in that drug. And we are trying to expand the indications to a diagnostic agent for cancer treatment of a carcinoma vesicae. We hope to obtain the approval by late 2014. Phase 3 clinical testing was already completed at the end of 2012. A drug to treat cancer, chemotherapy-induced anemia, is another indication. Quality of life is affected as a result of anemia. And the emergence of this drug will contribute to the improved quality of life. So many patients are waiting for this. In UK, we have a plan to start the clinical trial. Phase one is almost complete. We are to write the report. We believe this will be completed in 6 months or so, and maybe in July or August, or maybe a bit longer. We can move to phase two. So this is the largest CRO, Covance, in the world. We're using that. And we have an agreement in UK and US. So after phase one trial in UK, US can begin the phase two trial. And in US, the plans are to try this for other indications as well. And we are thinking of applying for clinical trials for other indications. We are focusing on Bahrain. In fact, I visited that country and met the majesty and the ministers. And I also met the representatives of Mamtalak Holding Company, a government fund in Bahrain, and Bahrain Development Bank. And in March, the Crown Prince of Bahrain came to Japan, and he graced us with a signing ceremony of five contracts. With Mumalakat Holding Company, we signed an agreement to start a feasibility study, establish a production base in Bahrain to produce 5-ALA, and maybe start manufacturing the drugs as well to be exported to neighboring countries in the Middle East. This would mean a major exporting company will be established in Bahrain. And, of course, there will be investments made. Same for Bahrain Development Bank. And with Dawani Group Holdings, we have final agreement to establish a joint venture company concerning local marketing of health foods and cosmetics. This is already moving. And with Medical University of Bahrain, prepare to start multiple clinical research projects. And the Arabian Gulf University, which is planning to have a large medical center amongst all GCC countries. And joint clinical research related to diabetes are to start based on our agreement. And we're hoping that CRO Covance could participate so that clinical research or clinical trial, when it starts in US and Europe, the preparation would be already made based on the good practice. Everything will be ready. Phase 2, phase 3 are costly because we need to register patients. And this could be done at overwhelmingly reasonable expense in this part of the world and can obtain data which could be used in the European and North American applications. This would mean a very reasonable pharmaceutical business. So that's what we would like to establish. Switching to active management diligence in all business areas for fiscal 2013 for SBI Securities, in terms of newly opened accounts compared to December, average during January, April doubled to 31,435 per month. Comparing December 2012 and March 2013, an increase of 23.7%, we have reached 6 trillion yen level. So we are seeing an increase in the number of accounts, and we have various promotional programs to increase the number of new accounts. And we are launching new products that are easy to understand, which are good for novice investors. The tax expense system for small investment, or a Japanese version of ISA or NISA, it is called, is expected to be effective from January 2014. And in preparation for that, we are promoting various programs, and we started accepting preliminary applications for opening an account from March of this year, already acquired over 30% of the targeted number of accounts. during the first month of acceptance. Now, we need to enhance the system performance of call centers because the quality of service provided to customers are very important. And new product distribution. In terms of investment trust products, we want to launch new products. Morningstar subsidiary SBI Asset Management came up with XAI series. The solicitation began on April 8th. It will be established on May 13th. We're going to start the recruitment. The commission is low, so this is not a very profitable business for securities companies. But this conversely would mean that investors can make investments at low cost. We want to recruit a large number of investors. This is an unconventional form of an index fund which invests in multiple overseas ETFs. And we endeavor to expand the wealthy market as well. Including the small and medium-sized corporations as well. And we would like to enhance the collaboration with the SBI, the SBI Money Plaza. As for the SBI Sumishin Net Bank, we are to strengthen the business ecosystem centering on that net bank. We want to enhance and stabilize and diversify the fund management methods. 10 billion seems achievable for the end of March 2014. The banking business is doing very well, as was announced today. So I think this is feasible. We will also take measures for further profitability improvement in SBI Insurance. We raise premiums 1% on average, while others, other competitions, raise the premiums by 2%. So that, while maintaining price competitiveness, we can improve profitability. And revision of the auto insurance, suspension of the 0 to 100,000 yen self-payment by the person insured at vehicle insurance. This is the range where the number of accidents are high. And we will implement the measures to improve service levels, including upgrading and expanding the damage assessment system. We are targeting substantive quarterly profitability in fiscal 2013 on an IFRS consolidated basis, as well as full-year profitability in fiscal 2015 and an IPO in fiscal 2016. And in insurance, we will diversify product portfolio. Starting April of this year, we do have the rider on the bicycle insurance as well. Sezon's automobile and fire insurance is the underwriter. Wista is the earthquake insurance. And Traveler's Insurance, underwritten by HS Insurance. So on a fee business basis, we will pursue these products as well.
In life insurance business, Ikiki Sedai Inc. insurance company that handles small amount short term was acquired. We acquired all shares in this company. This company has ordinary income of about 2.8 billion yen for the term ending December 2012, and ordinary income of 384 million and net income of 242 million. So it is already profitable, and we expect a much synergy, and we would like to expand business. Life insurance business, there's more to it than what I have just discussed. There's a possibility that we are considering including acquisition of existing life insurance companies, and discussions are underway. This shows the balance of outstanding housing loans. At the end of March, The balance is 1.4994 trillion. It is over 1 trillion yen. The so-called flat 35 offered by public corporation, we have a share of 21.7% in disbursement of loan. And we have the largest share among 330 companies offering flat 35 for the third consecutive year. We are expanding product lineup, and SBI flat reform is added in June 2012, and we will be launching. We have launched SBI Freedom in January 2013, where there is an option to select variable or fixed rates. Basically, in domestic financial service business, we have three core businesses: securities, banking, and insurance. And we will be thoroughly strengthening these businesses. And supporting companies, companies offering supporting functions will also be enhanced and strengthened. And we are maximizing synergy effects. And naturally, all of the companies will be able to benefit from synergy effects. And big data will be utilized as much as possible. And regarding big data, we are contemplating various potential measures, and some are already being implemented. Insurance business is one of the core businesses, and as for securities and banking, investment and asset management will have to be enhanced, and we have to offer management services or investment services. In order to expand such capability, personnel will have to be secured as soon as possible. Transition of overseas business development to the next stage. In financial services, in Japan and outside of Japan, we have subsidiaries. And which segment should these subsidiaries belong to? The policy is that for domestic financial service, it belongs under the segment of financial service business. But for overseas, the companies that engage in financial services will belong to the segment of asset management business. Because it is not necessarily the case that we will hold on to these subsidiaries for forever. There may be a possibility of sell out. In the meantime, we may sell or not sell. And we may hold on to some of the companies. And therefore, overseas subsidiaries will be under the segment of the asset management business. And based on this policy, subsidiaries will be classified into segments. Overseas investment business had a certain pattern. We were with local partners and created fund number one through co-investment. But investment is now close to being completed. And therefore, we are structuring the second fund. And we are recruiting outside investors to increase the size of the fund. And in the stage of increasing the fund size, there will be a team that are to recruit investors, and we will be sending experts to recruit outside investors. And therefore, we are hiring personnel in many regions. As for overseas financial services, they will be evolving. For example, we have 50% investment in Obi Bank. This will be turned into an online banking service, and the name was changed to Yar Bank. And in October 2013, service will be launched. And in preparation for that, system requirements definition is completed and development has actually started. It will be transformed into an online banking service. We will be utilizing expertise and experience that we accumulated in Japan, and they will be thoroughly put into use to launch online banking service in Russia. In the area of securities business, we have 25% equity in BNI Securities. This is a subsidiary of Bank Negara, Indonesia's number four national bank. From April 23, real-time transactions of Indonesian stocks are available. In Southeast Asia, communications infrastructure is not very strong and sometimes troubles occur. How to improve this is an issue, and we are dispatching people from the head office to improve these areas. Centering in Asia, we are investing in overseas financial institutions. We will continue to make investments. And there are possibilities of making investments. For example, in Sri Lanka, there are two banks in which we invested, but we sold both. we held a very small percentage of equity, and where we see a necessity to sell, we will sell so that we can secure profit. Investment in Hyundai Swiss Savings Bank. From July the 1st, it will change name to SBI Savings Bank. Why did we make investments here? We had some ties, historical ties. If we did not have any relations, whether we had invested in Korean Savings Bank, we do not know. Why did we have these historical ties? In May 2002, we made a 10% investment in Hyundai Swiss Savings Bank and a 20% investment in Hyundai Swiss II Savings Bank. Total amount of investment was around 800 million yen. And this grew, and there was a discussion of whether to take these public or whether to wait for IPO. However, they continue to grow spectacularly. In 2012, Hyundai Swiss II Savings Bank, the holding in this bank, we decided that we should aggregate the holding in these two banks into one bank. And we increased our shareholding ratio in Hyundai Swiss I Savings Bank to 20.9% and zero for Hyundai Swiss II Savings Bank. And we now have 89.4% of shareholding in Hyundai Swiss I Savings Bank. Under Hyundai Swiss I Savings Bank, there are Hyundai Swiss II, III, and IV Savings Bank, in which we have 24.1%, 100%, and 60.8% shareholding, respectively. So we have invested in all Hyundai Swiss I, II, III, and IV Savings Bank. So first investment was 800 million yen in fiscal year ending in June 2002, and then asset size grew and profitability improved. And in the meantime, we made 100% acquisition of Hyundai Swiss III Savings Bank at 3.4 billion yen. And the counterpart president commended that acquisition was made very cheaply. And in the fiscal year ending in June 2010, we made investment in Hyundai Swiss IV Savings Bank at 5.2 billion yen. We acquired 60%. And growth continued. In June 2011, up until then, growth was very rapid. However, in June 2011, for the first time, net loss occurred. But operating profit was reported, and I was assured that everything was okay. But under the circumstances, we were concerned, and rather than having a shareholding in Hyundai Swiss Bank II, we decided to consolidate our holding in Hyundai Swiss I Savings Bank, and that is what had occurred so far. Audit firm has checked the reports, and we have perused those reports and kept a close scrutiny and felt that the trouble should not be so serious. But things were turning sour. This was a savings bank, and if it had focused on small size and lending to individuals, it would have been very profitable. And that was the case before. But project finance to provide loan to developers of real estate, that was carried out. But around June 2011, real estate market declined, as you see in this chart. And it seems that the bottom is close now. So nationwide and also in Seoul, housing prices declined. And against this backdrop, the collateral real estate prices declined steeply, and that is why assets became non-performing assets. And provisioning had to be increased according to the authorities, and therefore we had to increase provisions and allowances. And real estate-backed project finance, especially project financed backed by real estate, was the problem. If this business was not started, the bank was extremely profitable. Why was it so profitable? A savings bank, a commercial bank, consumer finances, there are these three different types of financial institutions in Korea. On average, commercial banks charge interests of 5 to 13%, and they transact with prime customers. And the next tier, next level customer is serviced by savings banks. And savings banks offer interest rate of 8 to 30%. So there is some overlap in interest rate. And then below that is consumer credit companies that charge 35 to 37% interest rate. Why did we see savings banks as attractive? We felt that the real estate price had declined much and the bottom will be soon and there will be a recovery eventually. We felt that the real estate market will behave in a similar way as we had seen in Japan. That was one reason. And we will be able to offer loan at interest rate between 8 to 30%. Takefuji, Akon, Promise, those are Japanese consumer finance companies in Japan. And they all had difficulty in their businesses because grade zone interest rate was banned, and they also had to repay the overcharged interest. However, at long last, the regulation may have been excessive, people started to discuss, and there is a sign that the regulation may be reviewed. And therefore, stock prices in consumer finance companies are performing better, or stock prices of companies related to consumer credit business is improving. Other than the interest rate, we also felt that it was interesting because there are many that are going bankrupt. Usually, people would say you should not go into an industry where there are many companies that are going bankrupt. But because of bankruptcies, out of top 25 banks, 11 had exited the market or suspended operations. If Hyundai Swiss remained in that market, it would improve in its ranking into number 4 and into number 1. And if subsidiaries are combined, it is by far the biggest savings institution in Korea. It has grown to be the biggest savings institution in Korea. So the main business, which is a small loan, which is a steady business, if there is a focus on that, what will be the net income? The company has a capability of making net income of 15 billion to 20 billion yen in Japanese yen. It has that potential, and we were able to purchase this bank at a book price. And on top of that, in the industry, everybody else was exiting. And real estate prices are about to bottom out, or were close to bottoming out, given the circumstances. And in addition to that, there were two excellent subsidiaries. One is Hyundai Swiss Asset Management. Operating revenue and net income are given in this chart. You might think that operating revenue is not very large, but this is a number that is 3 quarters ago, and I'm sure net income will be turning to a positive number. I believe that this is a very interesting entity, and with our participation, the potential will be bigger. It also has a license for asset management business. And we will have a subsidiary that already has asset management license. And another subsidiary is Phnom Penh Commercial Bank. Current shareholding is 47.6%, but by acquiring, we can have a shareholding of up to 90% in Phnom Penh Commercial Bank. And the performance is improving from 0.6 to 1.3 to 3.0 in net income in U.S. million dollars. And there is even an offer to buy this bank at $70 million U.S. dollars. And we will be able to have about 90% a share in this bank. And we will be able to have a commercial bank in a promising market of Cambodia through Hyundai Swiss One Savings Bank. And this has begun all because of some historical ties with Korean institution. Valuation was reduced to a par value valuation, so the profit was only before tax profit was only 7.5 billion yen, but the expected losses were disposed of. And on the balance sheet, the number became worse, but on PL, the numbers only will be improving going forward. DTT is the audit firm, and Korean Anjin is an audit firm. And through discussion between these audit firms and through a very strong voice of Anjin audit firm in Korea, so far, 20.9% is the shareholding, and it will be increased to 80 to 90% the shareholding. And therefore, the valuation should be changed accordingly, but asset size is over 4 trillion yen, and the true value should it be decreased too far. That is another argument. As a result of the discussion, book value was reduced to par value, and potentially there can be losses for non-performing assets. But by revaluation, we were able to absorb possible losses from non-performing assets. And although the overall performance number was affected by this, the profit number could have been bigger if the revaluation did not occur. But for the future, this was the right choice as we see it. And it will be focusing on small size loans, and it will exit from project finance and large loans to corporates. And there will be focus on online capabilities as well. There are no savings banks, basically, that have online service capabilities. With this, we will be able to reduce headcount and cost and possibly branch office number. Human resources, we will be recruiting not only in Korea, but we will be sending people from Japan as well. The former president of Takefuji, Mr. Motohisa, has joined the bank as a CEO. And from July, Mr. Chan, a gentleman by the name of Chan, who is a Korean, and a former chairman of Mr. Kim, and number two was Mr. Chan, and there was a difference of view between these two gentlemen. And the gentleman who was opposed to entering into real estate-backed business, and because of this difference in view, he left the company, but we decided to ask him to join once again. And in addition, we also have hired high-caliber personnel in Korea, and we will be strengthening risk management in a thorough fashion. Given the current condition, it has a potential to report a net profit of 15 billion to 20 billion. It already has the potential. So we have to realize this as much as possible and grow net profit. Another reason to acquire this bank is to use this as a core. The savings bank can be a core, and SBI Axis, which is a company that is listed on KOSDAQ. SBI Axis is our group company listed on KOSDAQ. And change from offer price was 96.4% for SBI Mortgage and 88.6% for SBI Axis as of May 8 stock price. And market cap for the portion that we hold is 29.7 billion and 13.2 billion respectively. And they are, these Korean businesses are performing well, and we have only begun activities in Korea. So in Korea, we are going to form a financial service ecosystem in a different way from Japan, which is more suited to Korea. Now, turning to the topic of ALA, I believe that this is extremely promising, and that is why we've engaged in this business. Malaria-related research is underway by University of Tokyo, Tokyo Institute of Technology, and UK's National Institute for Medical Research. I think that this is quite interesting, and if there are good reports on the effect on malaria, I would like to meet with Mr. Bill Gates to ask Gates Foundation to purchase this health food in large quantity to bring the product to malaria-affected areas. Already in academic societies, a paper on the effect to inhibit malaria-causing organism is announced, and we expect more results to come from the research. Metabolic syndrome, including diabetes, may be alleviated. Hiroshima University report will be published in medical magazines soon, which is on par with the levels of papers published in Western countries. University of Hawaii has already published a paper. Pre-diabetic patients, about 140 of them, joined the trial, and blood glucose level was lowered. Arabian Gulf countries established AGU, Arabian Gulf University, and clinical trial there will be starting. At Bahrain Medical University, clinical trials will be conducted, and Royal College of Surgeons will also be conducting clinical trials. Phototherapy for diagnosis and treatment of cancer. This is what I have mentioned before. Allaglio will be used. For different locations of cancers, this may be used. As for PDT, this stands for photodynamic therapy. This is about treatment and therapy using ALA. With medical schools of universities and health science laboratories, we will be conducting research projects involving five ALA. We are propositioning to labs and medical schools. Research on cancer diagnosis is underway by Tokyo Institute of Technology. We are also in cooperation with food manufacturers and cosmetic manufacturers. Development jointly with domestic and overseas major pharmas are also underway. In May 2011, Five ALA and Porphyrin Research Society was established, and annual symposium was held. This year, over 100 people attended. Professor Okura, Professor Emeritus of Tokyo Institute of Technology, served as the chair. At the 7th World Congress on Prevention of Diabetes and Its Complications, held in Madrid, Spain, for the first time, Five ALA session was held. The title was Mitochondria and 5-aminolevulinic acid in Type 2 Diabetes. Discussion was held. The session was chaired by Professor Ito of Keio University, who is a professor on endocrinology. With UAE, Japan, between UAE and Japan, Life Science Forum was held in Tokyo and Hiroshima. When Prime Minister Abe visited, when he visits UAE, this may have been discussed, and ALA-related themes were selected. These are some of the announced publications at Third ALA and Porphyrin Research Society. In countries with high prevalence of diabetes, we may be able to start clinical trials. For example, in Bahrain, the prevalence is 15.4% for diabetes. Qatar, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia, there are very high prevalence of diabetes in these countries. So phase two and phase three, the cost is so high for these phases because of cost required to recruit patients and to conduct clinical trials involving human subjects. That is where the cost is incurred. But by doing clinical trials in Bahrain and by using CROs, and so that clinical trials will be at a level acceptable in Western countries, we would like the data from phase two to be usable in the Western countries, and maybe not 100%, but if a part of the data can be used, we will be able to substantially reduce development cost. For colorectal cancer, PDD joint research is underway with King Hamad University in Bahrain. This is ahead of Japan for colorectal cancer. We would like to make progress. In pharmaceutical areas, in many countries, for example, in China, we have 40% investments in Chinese bioventure Eon Biotech. In Germany, we have Photonamic, 20% investment in Photonamic. This is a subsidiary of German drug company Medac. In health, food, and cosmetics, together with Eon Bio, we will establish a joint venture company, or we have a joint venture company. In Dubai, in Bahrain, and in UAE, we have obtained manufacturing and marketing authorization license. In Korea, Malaysia, India, Indonesia, with large pharmaceutical company, discussion is underway. In the Philippines, we obtained a license for food by Food and Drug Administration for health food, and we will be collaborating with local firm to launch products in June. Review of our corporate value. We have increasingly receiving questions on corporate value. Our stock price has declined, and I'm often asked to explain my view on our corporate value among from investors, and that is why I intentionally selected this topic to share with you my view. Corporate value. Well, I've written a book in 1997, on creating value, and corporate value is the sum of market caps of equity and market caps of liability. That is what I wrote in that book. Our current market cap is 406.8 billion, based on closing price as of May 8, 2013. Last year, in September 5, it was 463 yen at the lowest, and now, 1,990 yen on April  24. So it's 4.3 times as much from the recent low. And people are wondering, there may be some speculative investments, some people are suspecting. And on online bulletin boards, there are these theories. But Orbis is the biggest shareholder, which held about 20%, is decreasing its shareholding. It's now 2.89% as of April 15, 2013, and after that, there is no large scale share selling. Orbis may have sold all of its holding in our company. My guess is that they have done so, but that may not be true. And Renault, which was much talked about, I believe, they have sold off all of their holding in our shares. It's rumored that they will be focusing on acquiring Accordia, and they may have used the proceeds from selling our shares for that, but I do not know for sure. And as for foreign institution and individual shareholding, it came down from 44.98% to 40.63%. So foreign shareholding is still above 40%, and it has not declined so much. And domestic financial institution holding has increased from 16.02% to 17.86%. Other domestic companies' holding has changed from 1.37% to 0.97%. Individual holding increased from 34.69% to 35.42%. PBR has declined, and it has declined as far as 0.4, and I was wondering why it can go so low as 0.4. And people were also wondering, it reached at one point in time, 0.4. Now, it has come back to a normal level of 1.4 PBR. It is a normal level. Is it expensive or cheap? If I comment, it will be a problem, so I will refrain from commenting on the level. But if you compare, Matsui is 3.9, and Kakaku.com is 3.5. What is the substance of their business? Monex is 1.7, JAFCO is 1.9, Nomura is 1.3, and SBI is 1.4. SBI Securities, what is the value of SBI Securities? We made a calculation. The estimated value is 355.5 billion, using the closing price on May 8, 2013. We've used COMCO analysis method. We are comparing with publicly listed comparables. Comparable company analysis was applied to make this estimate. Details are given on that page. As for Matsui's market cap, it's 355 billion, rather, 335 billion, based on closing price on May 8, and Kakaku.com, 129.8 billion, and SBI Securities market cap is 355.5 billion. Is it a sufficient level? We have AUM much larger by far, and Matsui's AUM is 17,159, whereas we have 6,360.3 billion deposit assets. Number of accounts is 2.6 million for us, 870,000 for Matsui, and 810,000 for Kabu.com. A share of individual stock brokerage is shown there, and operating profit, 11.5 billion, 52.4% year-on-year increase for SBI Securities. Matsui, 10.2 billion, 38.1% year-on-year. But basis is ours is 3.3, whereas theirs is 10.2. It is very different. And at that commission level, there are customers who are satisfied to pay that level of commission. That is commendable for Matsui Securities. But other than that, there is nothing to appreciate for Matsui Securities. But why is valuation 335 billion for Matsui and 355 billion for SBI Securities? In the way described on the page, I will not get into the details. We have 50% holding. So total valuation estimated is 75.2 billion. So 37.6 billion is the figure. But looking at this from a different angle, if our recurrent profit is about 10 billion yen, regional banks' average capital market cap is market cap of regional banks with deposit balances greater than 3 trillion exceeds 100 billion. We have deposit balance in excess of 2.8 trillion already, and we are growing much faster than regional banks. Our online bank is growing at much faster pace. And therefore, when it is listed, it should enjoy higher multiple, higher PER. Higher PER should be justified. And therefore, the earlier mentioned estimate of 37.6 billion is very cheap valuation. We are quoting this number because we are making a very conservative estimate. In liquidity market, valuation is estimated at 28 billion. We also used company analysis once again. With comparable company analysis, when we also used the compact method, compact is comparable acquisition method. Using recent acquisition examples, Cyber Agent was acquired by Yahoo at 21 billion yen. In comparison to that, how does SBI liquidity market stand? Operating profit is 4 billion for Cyber Agent, 1.5 billion for SBI liquidity market, but there's operating profit that is allocated to SBI Securities. Before allocation, operating profit is 6.1 billion. And as I mentioned before, if three are combined, trading volume exceeds that of Cyber Agent already. Therefore, the value should be larger than 21 billion. Furthermore, when we look at net asset, SBI liquidity market is 3.4 billion. Cyber Agent is 9 billion. Capital may have been boosted because of the request by bank in case of Cyber Agent in order to obtain favorable rate. For SBI liquidity market, banks have been quite generous. And therefore, 28 billion yen valuation for SBI liquidity market, I believe, is very reasonable. And there are also financial services subsidiaries, the listed companies, and our equity holding is aggregated. Morningstar, using the closing price of May 8, market cap is 38.3%, and SBI's equity interest portion of market capitalization is 18.8%, and SBI Mortgage 19.8%, and Seoul's is 1.4%. All of this added is 40 billion yen. And liquidity market, SBI Securities, and listed three financial services institutions, if all of these are combined, the valuation is high at 461.1 billion. And we also have a comparison website and SBI Lease. These are also profitable companies that are not included in the valuation. If we sell these companies, what will be the value? Operating income was 1.3 billion. Veritrans was sold. SBI Credit, operating profit was about 500 million yen, and we sold that company. And with that, with the sales of these two companies, we were able to obtain cash of 17 billion yen. So if we sell these entities, what will be the value that we will be able to obtain? That is the line of thinking that should be adopted, but this is not taken into account at all. What about asset management business? We have applied a very, very conservative estimation, and the valuation is estimated at 171.1 billion. JEFCO's market cap is 231.3 billion. And why is JEFCO bigger? That is a natural question, but we wanted to be very conservative as possible. As for value of holding securities, all of it is valued through fair value evaluation, and it is 91.8 billion in asset management business. Is 91.8 billion valued at fair value and value of SBI Investment. This is excluding the securities held. What is the valuation of SBI Investment? The assets collected by this company and the investment know-how of this company, and looking at the past track record, the value should be about 64.5 billion yen if we use COMCO analysis. And all of these, if they are added simply, it's 171.1 billion yen. This is a very conservative method. In asset management business, under this business, there are listed subsidiaries and equity method affiliates and companies where we have control, and these are listed companies. The market cap total is 14.8 billion, and there are also other asset management business that are not included in this figure. Profitable business, for example, SBI Capital, is not included. Operating profit is 0.6 billion. Nonpen Commercial Bank, where we have 400 million investment, there is an offer to buy this bank at $70 million. And Yar Bank, Russian bank that I've mentioned earlier, it's already reporting 200 million yen profit. Narumiya International reports 300 million yen operating profit. These numbers are not included in the valuation above at all. What about biotechnology-related business? SBI Pharmaceuticals and Alapromo, the two combined, is estimated to have a value of 64 billion. SBI Pharmaceuticals and biotech, the total valuation of the biotechnology-related business is estimated at 64 billion. And SBI Pharmaceuticals, this is valued at fair value based on the transfer price, and we multiply that with the number of shares issued and equity interest of SBIH. And fair value is estimated in a very conservative fashion, and still we have the combined figure mentioned above. Often, people ask question why we are able to list loss-making companies. For biotechnology sector, that is not how companies are valued. Loss-making companies are listed and are receiving high valuation, and these are market cap on the listed dates or as of May 8, 2013. And there are no companies except us that have milestone agreement with a large world's some of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies. And in case of U.S. AgCella, it may be able to save 30 million Americans from going blind. And globally, how many people will be spared the fate of going blind? About 80% of the information can be collected by manufacturers. The eyes collect information that is processed by human being. 80% of the information is collected by eyes. So saving the eyesight is very important. Next, other businesses, it should read a real estate related business. The valuation of real estate business is estimated at 37 billion yen. And 26.8 billion yen is the value of commercial real estate properties that we hold. And SBI's equity interest of market capitalization is 10.2 billion for SBI Life Living. And all of these combined will be 733.2 billion. Whether this is seen as large or small is a judgment question. When we acquire companies, equity portion is evaluated. And in addition to that, liability will be a mark to market. Enterprise value is calculated in that way. When we buy companies, that is the calculation that we apply. So corporate value is 870.2 billion yen as a result if we add outside borrowings. This is one way of looking at the corporate value, and therefore stock price, in my personal view, is too low. And we have attached appendix showing customer base. It is about exceeding 15 million. And number of accounts and amount of customer asset, we are biggest by far. And share in private equity, 2869. Investment trust, 1636. And shareholder percentage. I have gone beyond the time by 1 or 2 minutes, but I'm happy to entertain questions, if any. This is the end of my presentation. Thank you for your patience. Today, we have people who are responsible for the respective businesses. Please feel free to raise questions.